Single-family houses and apartments are the key to passive income, a.k.a. retirement. No one knows this better than America's most successful investor educator, national radio host, self-made multimillionaire, CEO, and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley. You've heard him and his team on the radio. Now join the Lifestyles Unlimited team on location in a city near you for the Financial Freedom Seminar. Check the schedule and claim your seats at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Limited seating, unlimited potential. Register today at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com.
Talk 100.3 FM traffic and weather.
If you're on I-95 going south, the Beach Boulevard exit has a broken down car on the right. I-10 headed toward downtown, you'll see backup beginning at Cassett. And at I-295 going south at Butler Boulevard, traffic is backed up. Partly cloudy today with a high of 81. This evening will be partly cloudy with only a 10% chance of rain. Overnight, the low 63.
The Lillian McDermott Show.
We love, we fear, bridges we burn, we make mistakes, then we live and learn. When life gets tough, and it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need of hope, you know where I'll be. I'll be right here. Right here, and when you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here, waiting for you.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend, the Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Hello, my listening friend. It's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful, best day ever. And for those of you who have been tuning in since 2011, welcome back. Or maybe you just tuned in yesterday for the first time. I am so grateful for you. But if this is the first time you've stumbled upon the show, which has happened before, then just know I've been waiting for you. This is the safe place that you can go to when you need a friend. It is my commitment to provide alternative ways to heal, and it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening, as well as my viewing friends, will feel empowered to live the life of your dreams as we learn a new truth. And so here's the thing. For those of you who want the on and off the air conversations, you can join us at facebook.com/Lillian's Radio Show. Whenever the show is live, this is where we record the show live. So join us and share the good news that we are learning new ways, new tools to heal our body, spirit, mind. And it is so important that we consider this information, because up to now we've been learning about nutrition. Yes, we learn about the spirit. Yes, we learn about sleep and all the wonderful things that require a good lifestyle, a healthy lifestyle. But someone brought to my attention that I've never done a show on Ayurvedic. Well, I had in 2015, but it's been a long time. And it wasn't like this. This is, I've got to share that I have not been able to put this book down. And it is called Change Your Schedule, Change Your Life. And so Ayurvedic is what I've learned is an ancient healthcare tradition that has been practiced in India for over 5,000 years. And the world comes from this, the word comes from Sanskrit, which means Ayur, means life, and Veda means knowledge. Boy, are we going to learn a lot today. And I know I already asked permission to have Dr. Suhas back because I know we're not going to be able to get everything through. So Dr. Suhas, and I'm going to say this correctly, Shirsagar. Dr. Suhas Shirsagar, I got so excited. Shirsagar is the world-renowned Ayurvedic medicine doctor, and he is an educator from India, and he is most academically accomplished Ayurvedic physician in the U.S., and I would say the world. And he has been with the greatest leaders and facilitators, including Deepak Chopra, Tony Robbins, and you will find him as an expert in most places that are looking for an Ayurvedic expert. So today we are going to learn from the best. We're going to learn this tradition of over 5,000 years. And since it is our sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge, I am grateful that Dr. Suhas is here to do just that. Thank you, Dr. Suhas, for being a part of the show today.
Thank you, Lillian. So happy and so honored to be here with all of you.
Well, you know, it's a classroom. And yes, it is a radio show. Yes, it is. We're on Facebook Live and YouTube. But this is truly a classroom, and you are our teacher today. And so share a little bit about your background, about how you fell in love with Ayurvedic and why it's so important in your practice today.
Well, thank you, Lillian. And I was born and brought up in India, and I come from a very traditional Vedic background. And as you just now said, Ayurveda and the Vedic body of knowledge is one of the most ancient body of knowledge that is known to humanity. It predates back to almost 5,000 years ago. So there's a living tradition where all the Vedic masters and families kind of carry this information within their families itself. So I was born and raised in a traditional Rig Vedic Brahmin family. I went to regular schools. I went to Ayurvedic medical schools and colleges. And I was invited by His Holiness Maharshi Mahesh Yogi, who was the founder of the Transcendental Meditation Group, to spread the message of yoga, Ayurveda, and meditation around the globe. So I studied Ayurveda, and I was born and brought up in India. But when I started traveling around the globe, I almost traveled to about 30, 40 different countries around the globe, practicing, teaching Ayurveda, starting schools, designing courses, curriculums, setting up clinics, seeing patients. And what it did was it actually enriched me as a human being. I was actually coming from a very classical understanding of what Ayurveda is, and I was comparing that with various different healthcare systems around the globe. Mm-hmm. And what I noticed was there's a missing link, how the medicine is practiced.
Yes. And so, okay, for those of you, because it's a lot harder to speak when there is music, but I want to encourage you to be the 10th caller or texter. For those of you who are watching today on Facebook Live, you also send me a message, be the 10th message that I receive private, and you will get the copy of this book. And we're going to continue speaking with Dr. Suhas when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. Join us at Lillian's Radio Show on Facebook Live. We'll be right here waiting for you.
I'll be right here waiting for you.
Radio that's with you every night through the long commuter fight and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall, who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lilly McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us, they pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show Classroom. And today's teacher is Dr. Suhas Kshirsagar. We're so honored. I want to say we because I'm going to speak for all of us. Even if you've never heard of Ayurvedic, this is going to potentially change your life. Yes, we have Dr. Joel Fuhrman who talks about great nutrition and being a nutritarian. And some of us haven't quite made that adjustment yet, because maybe there's a frustration that everything that you're doing is not working. Well, maybe this is the missing piece of the puzzle, and it's when you do it. And so let's start from, this is 101, Ayurvedic 101. And of course, by the way, be the 10th caller or texter, 407-373-5959. If you're watching on Facebook Live, then send me a private message, or you can email me, YouTubers, email me at lily@whenyouneedafriend.com. The 10th caller or texter is going to get, or messenger, will get this book. It's called Change Your Schedule, Change Your Life, How to Harness the Power of the Clock Genes to Lose Weight, Optimize Your Workout, and Finally Get a Good Night's Sleep. Amen. That's all I'm going to say to that. Amen. Okay, so let's start from the very beginning. Let's talk about the principles of Ayurvedic medicine.
I think the very principles of Ayurvedic medicine is a truly natural medicine. It simply means that you are an inseparable part of nature. You are 100% made in and made by nature. So every rhythm, every system that you are exposed to, whether it's sunlight or darkness or moonlight, various aspects of nature affect our physiology constantly. And we have to make those adjustments within our body. The very premise of writing this book, Change Your Schedule, Change Your Life, was that we understand to the core DNA level or the genetic level that our body has little clocks which are constantly adjusted by the nature. Whether you talk about spring or fall or winter or summer, whether you talk about midday or early morning or late in the night, whether you like it or not, your body is constantly adjusting and syncing itself, synchronizing that with the rhythms of nature. And what you do at that time is very important. The very need for writing this book was, we were talking a lot about food and diet and nutrition, what to eat, but nobody talked about when to eat. Because when I was researching for my earlier book, The Hot Belly Diet, mm-hmm. one of the main things that came to my notice was, and I scanned through hundreds and thousands of research articles to kind of distill it down to a very simple message. And the message is, eat late to gain some weight, sleep late to gain some weight. Mm-hmm. If you are eating late and sleeping late, unfortunately about 70% of the country was doing, is a prescription to gain weight, no matter how healthy you are eating. Because it's not what you eat, but when you eat. It's not how much sleep you get, but when you sleep. It's not how much exercise you do, but when you exercise. That timing of doing everything which is perfectly synced with the chronobiological rhythms of the body is the very message of this book. you need to probably understand that circadian disruption is one of the main reasons for many chronic diseases, including diabetes and heart disease and various chronic disease conditions itself. So I think we are painfully realizing that we are made in and made by nature, and that's exactly what Ayurveda is all about. It is a science of life. Nobody gives us a manual how to live life, but that's exactly what it is. You should be looking outside the window. You should be understanding when sun is coming out, the tender sunlight in the morning, eat a lighter breakfast because you're waking up after 7, 8, 9 hours of sleep. When sun is shining in the middle of the day, your digestive system is awake, your liver, your whole digestive fire is burning, and you should eat the main meal of the day at that time. And you are able to walk around and digest and burn those calories much more easily during the day. And in the evening, when you're going to have your dinner, it's the fading sunlight, the sun is setting, it's very tender, it's going to be dark very soon, everything is going to shut down. So make sure you eat a lighter dinner. And you eat at least 2 or 3 hours before you go to sleep. So you digest the whole food completely before you go to sleep. So this is not something which I'm making up. This is a solar nutrition that has been around for thousands of years. Somehow we have forgotten about all this thing. Our life has gotten very, very busy. And I think that is the crux of the issue. I practice in the Silicon Valley where everybody is overworked and super busy as such. So at the cost of busyness, you are disrupting those things and then creating these low-grade toxicity, weight gain, feeling dull, heavy, lack of libido, lack of sexual performance, emotional unhappiness, depression, feeling fatigue, having lack of energy, craving for more and more caffeine and sugar. This is just a kind of a cycle that builds up. And if you can reset that just with few things, which I mentioned in my book, I have had hundreds and thousands of people who have responded positively to few changes that you can make that will simply change your life. And what Lily always say is to be responsible. You have to learn and grow, because nobody is going to actually teach you something which is absolutely suitable for you. You have to learn it and you have to apply it. And you have to make that information suitable for your day-to-day living. And I think if you're able to do that, you're going to not only change the way you feel, but you're going to attract a complete different life. And that's exactly what I said in my earlier book. It's kindle your fire and you will rekindle your life. Because everything that you attract in life depends upon how you feel in your mind and body. Mm-hmm. Whether it's relationship, whether it's money, whether it's opportunities, whether it's working with people who are way brighter, healthier, smarter, and energetic than you, all of those things, it depends upon how you feel. And I think it's our full-time job to take good care of our own personal health and well-being. And that's what the premise of Ayurveda is. Ayurveda is a consciousness-based approach to health and well-being.
I love this. You know, and as I was learning a little bit more, because I have dabbled a little bit, but I wasn't ready for it, I guess. Maybe that's my problem. Or maybe that's why I didn't adopt it at the time. I wasn't ready for it. But now, as much as we are doing and we've learned through all these years since 2015, when I was first introduced to Ayurvedic, maybe it was even 14, I just didn't understand the why. Your book is a wonderful book that answers the who, what, where, and when. And so with that in mind, as I said, this is like Ayurvedic 101. One of the things that I learned are about the doshas. And I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly, but I just wanted to see if we can tap into the different doshas, the three and the five elements that we've done shows about the five elements. But again, it hasn't been put together all together with our food. It was on personality types. And so let's talk about the doshas and how they relate to the five elements.
Well, and again, I would say that you have been talking about Ayurveda all along, Lillian. You just didn't know.
You're absolutely right. Possibly, yeah.
So I think everything that rings true, which is as old and as true as Mother Nature, is all Ayurveda.
Yes.
So, I think, as I said, it's the mother of all healing sciences. The origins of Greek medicines are from Ayurveda. The origins of traditional Chinese medicines are from Ayurveda. It kind of spread in Southeast Asia as the Buddhism spread from India to all these countries. When Alexander the Great was conquering India, he brought back many Ayurvedic doctors and Vaidyas with him, many astrologers with him. So Sanskrit is the language where Vedic literature is written, is the mother of all Indo-European languages. So I think we're talking right from the source where this information is coming. Yes. And the reason why this information is so true, because it's truly applicable in the modern day and age after thousands of years. It cannot be diluted. It is not an age-old science, but it is absolutely a cutting-edge medicine. Every time I look at a new research, it is simply validating the ancient principles of Ayurveda. Going back to your questions, as we said, we are made in nature and made by nature. We are 100% natural. So the universe is made up of five building blocks, what we call it as the Mahabhutas, or the elements. And these five great elements are space, air, fire, water, and earth. Let me repeat those. Space, air, fire, water, and earth. Even these five fingers that I'm using are related with those elements. So you talk about space, air, fire, water, and earth. So these five fingers denote the five basic elements. The doshas, as you said, dosha is a combination of these elements. So that's more of an Ayurvedic lingo to understand. The combination of space and air creates a dosha, which is called as vata. Vata is a combination of air and space. Pitta, which is a combination of fire and water together. And kapha is a combination of water and earth. Why do we combine these elements to understand? You can simply call someone as air type, fire type, or water type. But when you combine them, the opposite polarities actually denote the various functions in the physiology. For example, when you talk about space and air, it talks about movement. It talks about communication. It talks about transportation. It talks about all the activities, pumping of the heart, respiration, breathing, circulation, carrying nerve impulses from point A to point B. That's all the speed of vata that we talk about. So we use this term, which actually carries the hollowness of the space and the movement of the air together. And pitta is a combination of fire and water together. Apparently, it feels as if these are two opposite things, but when we talk about fiery water or watery fire, all the liquids that we have, the enzymes, the juices, the hormones that we have, digestive enzymes, hydrochloric acids, various different hormones in the body, which are liquid, they are all fountains of various different kind of liquids that are oozing in different parts of the body, but they do contain very, very specific biochemical qualities in them. That is why we call it as pitta. So pitta is a combination of fire and water together. And kapha, which is the third dosha, which is the combination of water and earth together. So when you add some water into some flour and make a dough out of it, it creates that stickiness, it creates that binding, it creates that tightness and firmness. So the solidity, the structure, the cohesion, the lubrication is denoted by kapha. So kapha is a building block. So all the tissues, bones, muscles, tissues, tendons, they're all governed by kapha itself. So all the three doshas are like good friends. They work hand in hand together. And not only they create your physical body, but they also create your psycho-emotional makeup. Vata people are lean and thin, and they are more of an airy, anxious mentality. They love to worry about things. They are like enterprising butterflies. They move things very quickly. They are very creative, very bubbly, very energetic. Pitta people are sharp and intense and very passionate and a bit hot-headed and a little bit more strong and stubborn and obstinate because of all this pitta, fire, sharp quality. And the body is also flushed, red, a little bit more intense, tendency for inflammation. Kapha is big, like teddy bear-like people. They're big, strong, big bones, big muscles. They're more easygoing, slow-moving people. They're a little bit more dull in their mind, but they're very happy, easy-go-lucky kind of people. So you not only get a specific functioning physiological body type, but you also get certain mentality because of the dosha.
Very good. Okay. So that was Ayurvedic 101 by Dr. Suhas. This is just the beginning. We're just dipping our toe, be the 10th caller or texter, or if you're watching on Facebook Live, send me a private message. You will get a free copy of Change Your Schedule, Change Your Life. More to come with Dr. Suhas worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. and at Lillian's Radio Show on Facebook Live, and we'll be right here waiting for you.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump's southern border emergency declaration to be put to the test later today in the Senate. There will be a vote on a resolution of disapproval. The number of Democrats seeking the party's 2020 presidential nomination continues to grow, now more than 12 in the race. Former Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke announcing that he is running for the presidency. U.S. Airlines being told to keep their 737 MAX jetliners on the tarmac, at least for now. The FAA ordering the planes grounded. FAA Acting Administrator Daniel Elwell says it follows two recent deadly MAX 8 crashes. Dubbed a bomb cyclone, a late winter storm has been pounding the plain states, now moving to the east, expected to bring rain to the east coast. Wall Street Dow futures down 32 points, NASDAQ futures 7 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Talk 100.3 FM, traffic and weather.
At I-295 North on the ramp to St. Augustine Road, there's a broken down car. 295 South after 103rd Street, another car there conked out on the right. And if you're on Butler Boulevard West at Gate Parkway, you'll see heavy traffic this morning. Partly cloudy today with a high of 81. This evening will be partly cloudy with only a 10% chance of rain. Overnight, the low 63.
It's time to find a new home through Home Finder Realty listing or buying a residential property or planning to build. Call Home Finder Realty. Home Finder Realty can't be beat on property management. Let them handle your problems. Home Finder Realty has listed one of the few detached single-family homes in the Fort Caroline ICW area that is move-in ready for under $200,000. Three-bedroom, two-bath, two-car garage, only $194,000. Call agent Anna Hernandez at 655-3165 or Robert McDonald at Home Finder Realty, 241-55.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. One of the biggest changes we've seen in fine jewelry over the last 25 years has been the growth of jewelry designers. At Underwoods, we're the leader, bringing to North Florida the best names in designer jewelry. In fact, we carry designer lines in a similar way to how clothing stores carry designer labels. The difference is that jewelry designers have to be a little more timeless in their presentations because nobody wants to buy a fine piece of jewelry only to find out the next year it's gone out of style. That's why you'll find at Underwoods the best of the jewelry designer names, those that are tried and true and popular. Names like David Yurman, Roberto Coyne, John Hardy, Marco Bichigo, Jude Francis, Lagos, Ippolita, and a lot more are all available right now at Underwoods. So if you want the best looks in designer jewelry, stop by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show / Classroom, where you can hear us worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. I am so excited that we have Dr. Suhas Kshirsagar, and he wrote the book, Change Your Schedule, Change Your Life. Never, ever, ever have I been so convicted about wanting to change my schedule as within reading this book. And so I want to encourage you to be the 10th caller or texter, or you can message me. The 10th person that's going to message me is going to win a copy. And YouTube as well. Email me at lily@whenyouneedafriend.com. You can call or text me 407-373-5959. And for those of you who are watching on Facebook Live at Lillian's Radio Show, you know to send me a message. You can do that at from whenyouneedafriend.com. There's the messenger button there, or you can message me from wherever you're at. And so today we're talking about Ayurvedic. Yes, maybe I have been practicing this. I just didn't know what Ayurvedic meant. And it is so important that we not focus on all the, let's look at the global first, and then individually, I want to challenge each and every one of you to study what Vata and Pitta and Kapha, what they mean, and figure out what you are so that you can be your own MD, your own medical detective that starts listening to the body. And I've just been so excited to meet Dr. Suhas because he's the best teacher that we could find when it comes to Ayurvedic medicine, and you're learning from the best. And so I want to encourage you, because the show is a little different now, where we're doing Facebook Live and recording the show from Facebook Live, and that is eventually going to air on the radio. So for those of you who want to listen on live, make sure you go to whenyouneedafriend.com, subscribe to my channel, to my website, first of all. That way you know who's going to be on the show, what time they're going to be on the show. And if you want to be a part of the live audience where you can interact with Dr. Suhas and myself, then you'll know when you get your blog who is going to be on at what time. And so I want to encourage you to subscribe at whenyouneedafriend.com. This is where we have a conversation of 100% responsibility. How you can take your life, and what I love about this book, Change Your Schedule, Change Your Life, is that you might be doing things great, but maybe at the wrong time. And so this will give you a guide, an even better and clearer guide of how to live your life. My goodness, so grateful that one of my listeners suggested this. I am so excited for you to suggest whenever you like what you'd like to learn on the Lillian McDermott Radio Show. I want to encourage you, when you go to whenyouneedafriend.com, to like me and follow me on social media. That's another way that when we are live on Facebook, Lillian's Radio Show, then you'll get a message if you like me and you follow me. And that way you can decide if you want to be a part of the audience or not. And so while you're there as well, I want to encourage you to check out my sponsors, because without my sponsors, there would be no show. And so figure out ways to support the sponsors, our sponsors, the way they are supporting the show, because this is free information for you. And I hope that you are sharing this information and helping us grow the show. You can, if you're not a social media kind of person, you can also follow me on YouTube. You can click on the YouTube, or you can go to podcasts. I'm on every single podcast. Just go and Google the name, iTunes, Google Play Music, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, and you can find me in there as well. And last but not least, 407-373-5959. You can send your comments, your suggestions, and always, I will reply, and I will also listen to your suggestion like we did for the show today. I'm so grateful whenever I get to hear from you, because that's the way you say thank you. That's the way you say, I really appreciate what you're bringing on the show. And so today we are so, beyond honored to have Dr. Suhas Kshirsagar on the show. He's written the book Hot Belly Diet. That's where I first learned about him. And then as I cut diving in deeper, learned that there's a new book called Change Your Schedule, Change Your Life. It's simple, but yet it requires for you to make a commitment. and learn this new truth. So, Dr. Suhas, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you. And what you do is a kind of community healing. So this is like a healing session that you do in group with hundreds and thousands of people. You speak right from heart and you carry the message, which is the message of inspiring and motivating people to be in more of a control of their mind, emotions, body, and the choices that they make. And I think you're practicing true medicine. I think this is the missing piece, what we have in the current medicine, as I would say. And when I started traveling around the globe and I started looking at the medicine, I felt as if we were not talking to our patients as friends and philosophers and guides, we were lending our shoulders for them to cry upon, we were holding their hands and guiding them to a certain extent. So every time I see a patient, I look at their whole life, their totality, where they are, what their life looks like, where they're coming from, their childhood, their upbringing, because this is who they are. Mm-hmm. And the diseases are just the offshoots of some chaotic patterns of their lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And if we really understand those people very well, your chances of healing them is really, really good. And that's exactly what I teach around the country to physicians, to my colleagues, to yoga teachers, to Ayurvedic practitioners, to various forms of alternative and holistic modalities, where we are evolving to a different medical system in itself, where we are going to empower people with education, with information, and more importantly, experience. Mm-hmm. They need to experience how good they can feel. And once you have the experience, then it's your choice to keep on feeling that good.
You know, Dr. Suhas, when somebody challenged me on the show, when I first started the show, it didn't start the same way it is now. So the person that you see today is not the person who started the show in 2011. And so I was challenged about a year into the show. This guy showed up with raw vegan food. And I tried it and I was like, wow, this is good. I never had tried that kind of food. Growing up Spanish and a Spanish-Italian kind of a background, that was the food I was eating. And that's what I thought was good. And so then when I had this guy on the show and I said, you coming on the show, you got to bring me some food. And so I started really loving his food. And then he challenged me on the show to go raw vegan for a month. And here's what happened. And I was surprised. About 4 days after I started, accepted the challenge, I started feeling really good. But here's the thing. I didn't feel bad. I didn't know I could feel better.
Yeah.
And I thought, if I could feel better with food, what else is out there? And that criticism of someone doing something different turned into curiosity. And once I became curious, a curious student of life, that's when the teacher showed up. And you are part of that journey. And so what I've learned from you is this circadian rhythm that we kind of in the back of our mind, we have clocks to rule our life. We are ruled by the phone. We are ruled by our, you know, other things. But let's talk about this circadian rhythm and these clock genes that we don't even, that we ignore. Can you share a little bit about that?
I think this is an important question. And what it is that the time is embedded in our genes, whether you do it right thing or not, but yeah. the body is constantly telling time. And it's constantly signaling pathways to carry out various functions in the body. And your job is simply to align what you do with what the body is trying to do. Mm-hmm. And that's what we call it, a circadian disruption, which can lead to imbalances. But if you can create a synchronization with what time you sleep, what time you wake up, and there are a few different pointers. Eat the right food at the right time, go to the bed at the right time and wake up at the right time. And the nature does that. You look at the birds, they leave their nest at dawn and come back at dusk, and they have figured it out. But us, we have kind of created a little bit more disruption with everything that we do. And one of the main thing that I mentioned in my book was the last thing that you do before you go to sleep. If you're exposing yourselves to the blue light in the night before you go to sleep, where you're going to probably watch at the glaring screen, look at the television, mm-hmm. look at your iPads, readers, cell phones, all of those things is going to kind of mimic as if it's daylight out there, and the eyes won't be able to tell the difference. And it delays the secretion of melatonin, which doesn't allow you to fall asleep at the right time. And then you think that you are awake and you are a night owl and you don't have to sleep at this time because you have created that habitual disruption yourself. So one of the things that I mentioned in the book, at least 2 hours before you go to sleep, try to avoid any kind of electronic activity of that kind. Your cell phones, your computers, your e-readers, television, don't do that. You can crack open a book, you can do some relaxing activity, listen to some soothing music, but not exposed to that, and make your bedroom nice and dark every night before you go to sleep. Another important marker to turn off.
You can keep going. We'll talk this off the air. For those of you who are joining us at Lillian's Radio Show on Facebook Live, you'll get the off-the-air conversation. Make sure you're the 10th caller or texter, 407-373-5959. The book is called Change Your Schedule, Change Your Life by Dr. Suhas Sirgat. And we're going to continue our conversation when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. 10th caller or texter, here we go.
That's with you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall, who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you.
Here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show / Classroom. And I think I'm going to add that to my tagline, / Classroom, because that's what we do. We're learning and we're growing together. I always say that if you think you're done growing or learning, put a chalk line around you because you are dead. I am telling you that the last breath you take, that's the moment you stop. And then you start in a different realm. You learn a new truth in a different realm. So we always, always learn. And today, we're giving the book. It's called Change Your Schedule, Change Your Life by Dr. Suhas Kshirsagar. And I have learned so much. It's like the missing puzzle piece. This is what you should call this book if you ever rewrite it, the missing puzzle piece. Because we all want to do what's right for our bodies. I think we do for the most part. We just don't know how. And this book will help you learn how to take all the things, and the beauty of it is that it's simple. It just requires a commitment and to reschedule your life. And be the 10th caller or texter, 407-373-5959. If you're watching on Facebook, if you are you want to be the 10th caller, or you can message me, you can text me, and YouTube as well. You can email me at lily@whenyouneedafriend.com, and I'll take all the different times that things came in. Okay, so there's so much to learn.
Going back to your question about blue light, I think it's a very good question. And there are some blue light glasses that you can buy when you're
walking. Yes, one of our followers was saying that.
But again, I often tell my patients there's no right way to do a wrong thing. So you can't do something and keep on doing something which is not good for you. So it's not only watching something or reading on something which is interfering the secretion of the melatonin, but it's also the emotional component that it brings. So what you're watching and what it stays with you. So the last thing that you do before you sleep is very, very important, because it stays with you at a subconscious level in your sleep. So if you're practicing, say, a short meditation, or you're practicing some gratitude journaling, or you're doing a simple prayer, that's going to stay with you throughout the night. And I think you engaging into those self-peripheral, mindful, inwardly activities is more important than trying to take your mind to this passive entertainment at that important need of the hour. Because first thing when you wake up in the morning and the last thing you go to sleep are the two north and south pole of your day. Mm-hmm. And what you do for yourself at that time is going to decide the tempo of the day and night. So you want to be as close as possible to your own self during both of those things. From an Ayurvedic perspective, we call those times as the sattvic time. Those are the times that you have to be with yourself. And if you're one of those people who start their day looking at the cell phone and last thing that you do before you go to sleep is look at your cell phone, then that's a habit that needs to change.
Okay, so that's great advice. So let's talk about the Ayurvedic day, because you have it broken into six segments of our day. So let's start with 6 a.m. to 10 a.m.
That's the time when you wake up. Around 6 o'clock is time when you should probably leave the bed and start your day itself. And your colonic motility, which is a fancy name for bowel movement, is 3 to 4 times stronger at that time. So you'll have an easy, effortless, complete evacuation if you wake up around that time. Mm-hmm. Ideally, you should drink a nice big cup of warm water. You can squirt some lemon juice into that or a little honey into that. But drinking a cup of hot water with lemon and honey is something, an excellent drink, which is going to balance all the three doshas and will kind of stimulate the bowel movement. You will have some easy, effective bowel movement at that time. One of the best things that you can do, and there's enough research that is published about it, is doing some brisk, vigorous exercise in the morning. Mm-hmm. You have just finished about 7, 8, 9 hours of sleeping. So that's the kapha time of the day. That's the building time of the body. So if you engage yourself into 20, 30 minutes of brisk, vigorous exercise at that time, you will be wide awake. Your digestive juices, your appetite, your digestive function will be much more awake. Your energy reserves are going to really up and about and running. So I think you will not need a whole lot of caffeine or sugar to get day going. Mm-hmm. And it will really wake you up. You will walk into your office or workplace completely awake and ready. And what we know from science is between 9:30 to around 12:30 is the time when you have your best cognition possible. So your brain is completely awake and you can get lots of things done during those times if you're awake and up and running around those times. So you can get a lot of things done during those times. Around 12:30 is the peak time when sun is strongest at in the universe, and your digestive system is fully awake. So you should be having your main meal of the day, whatever you're eating, protein, fat, carbohydrates, the main meal of the day should be around that time, and you should be able to probably digest and burn those calories throughout the day itself. Around between 2 to 6 in the evening, that's the Vata time of the day, and around 4 o'clock it peaks up. And that's a good time, probably around 5 o'clock in the evening, to do some outdoor activity, do some group sports, do some fun activities with your body as such, and then prepare for an evening meditation, which is going to set the tone. So morning and evening meditation is a very good idea to be a little bit more mindful of your emotions and all the choices that you make. And have an early dinner. You should be eating at least 2 or 3 hours before you go to sleep. So a lighter dinner is absolutely needed. And what happens with a lighter dinner is you go to sleep not feeling full, and you have completely digested the food itself. So you go to sleep completely digested, and since you have digested the food, you effortlessly wake up in the morning. Around 5:30 or 6, you are slightly hungry at that time, and you will wake up with the activity of the bowel movement. So when you look at the daily clock of all of these things, is actually resetting the routine. And diet, sleep, and exercise, these are the pillars of health. You look at from any system perspective, these are the pillars of health. And you should carve out time to feed yourself excellent food at the right time. You should be able to make time to do physical exercise, movement, sports, activities that you do for your body. And getting enough sleep. Means we used to think earlier that when you have nothing else to do, that's when you should sleep. But now we know sleep is the most important activity that you need to be doing in order to reprogram your health, your immunity, your cognition, your brain function, your memory, so many benefits that you can talk about. So if you can time in your diet, sleep, and exercise, I think everything else is going to fall in the right place at the right time. So I think the timing is everything. And that's what we are realizing in medicine, that you are busy and your work routine should not dictate the rhythms of the body itself. And that is what is commonly happening. And that is the reason why I wrote this book, because it is changing your fertility clock. It is changing your digestive function. It is changing your immune behavior. It is changing your mood and emotions. People are getting impatient and snappy and grumpy and irritable. The relationships are falling apart. You are overworked and super busy, and you kind of don't even know when to take vacation. People don't want to go on a vacation because they just want to continue to work. And yes, the more busy you are, you think you are more needed. So happiness is busyness. That the more busy you are, you think you are more happy, but ultimately it is taking you to a stage where you are going to have more money, but you will be ultimately unhappy. And that's the state of the country. Americans are cash rich but time poor.
Yes, and we're getting the end to the radio show, but we're going to continue the conversation on Facebook Live at Lillian's Radio Show after. The book is called Change Your Schedule, Change Your Life by Dr. Suhas Kshirsagar. And the 10th caller, texter 407-373-5959. If you're watching on Facebook Live, message me. The 10th message will be receiving that. And if you're on Facebook or YouTube, you can also email me at lily@whenyouneedafriend.com. Dr. Suhas, this has been so enlightening. We haven't even dipped our toe in this. And so I want to thank you for being our teacher today and for teaching us that by tweaking what we're doing with the Ayurvedic method or lifestyle, it could really change our life. So thank you so much for what you're doing.
Absolutely. And I think the current onslaught of the chronic diseases, we all know that about 80% of the top killers are due to lifestyle diseases. And
yes,
with the right changes in the diet and lifestyle, not only you can prevent, but you can even reverse
Yes, we know. And we're going to continue our conversation after the show at Lillian's radio show. So excited for all of you so we can learn this truth together. And please remember, be your own MD, medical detective. This is Lillian McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day
ever.
That's the best ever.
The opinions and advice expressed on the Lillian McDermott radio show are intended for the individual callers and guests on the program and are presented to our wider audience solely for general educational purposes. Please act responsibly and consult personally with your own medical, psychological, or nutritional expert.